The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
The reviews are in, and while critics have been known to get it wrong, I'm a little bummed that the consensus on Ford versus Ferrari is that it's a bloated screen filler. I'm not the only gearhead out there to be tempted by a car movie, but am I 2.5 hours tempted? I think I'll wait till it speeds onto Netflix. But this show's about the music, and ever since they started filling dashboards with radios in the 1930s, cars and tunes have gone together like sex, drugs, and rock and roll. It's safe to say that everyone who drives has a favorite driving song. The right song on the right stretch of road can be euphoric. Musicians aren't immune to those moments, and many have penned odes to their automobiles. My 71 Firebird has been immortalized in a song I wrote called Rolling Thunder. So who are the biggest car nuts in music, and what genre is the most car crazy? We went to the source to find out, the venerable gearhead bible, Hot Rod Magazine. They analyzed more than 100,000 lyrics for car model references, and results were surprising. From Hot Rod Lincolns to Red Corvettes, it would seem to be a no-brainer that rock music was the most into car culture. Guess again, 94% of the top 100 musicians who reference cars the most in their songs are hip-hop artists or rappers. Lil Wayne tops them all with 370 ride references, followed by Jay-Z and Snoop Dogg. Compare that to the top rocker, the boss, Bruce Springsteen, who has written just 88 references. Over yonder in country music, you'd think every song would be about pick-me-up trucks, but Johnny Cash leads that posse with 73 references to his cars. You wouldn't think folkies would have much to do with the auto industry for lyrical inspiration. It's hard to drive in Birkenstocks, but Bob Dylan has 85 car references in his catalog. So what kind of cars we'd be talking or singing about? Well, considering hippity hoppers lead the pack, you could guess Mercedes and you'd be right, followed by Cadillac, Bentley, and Chevrolet. Rounding out the top sung about marks are Jaguar, Porsche, Ford, Dodge, and Lexus. Lexus, you say? By the way, no mention of World Beat in the study, but I don't have to tell you that global vibes make for a great ride. I'm Cal Coat, and this is Global Hip Hop and Folktronica from Mali on the new Sahel imprint. Check out Luca Guindo with Foray from World Beat Canada.
Uh-huh.
Nino Williams fronts London Afro-funk band Ibibio Sound Machine from their new album Doko Mien. That was I Need You to Be Sweet Like Sugar. Vancouver's Los Duendes opened up the show for Nova Lima from Peru the other week. A great show at the Rickshaw Theater here in Vancouver. They have a new EP and just a three-song sampling to whet your appetite. It's Psych Cumbia with Andean pan flutes or zampoña. This is Carnito from Los Duendes on World Beat Canada. Section from Los Duendes are also part of Coco Jaffro, one of Vancouver's favorite independent bands. We're performing live at one of their favorite haunts, Guilt & Co., Saturday, November 23rd. Also November 23rd, Desert Dwellers Fall Tour brings them to Vancouver to the Rickshaw Theater. Our friends at the Victoria BC Ska and Reggae Festival Society proudly present True Loves, Seattle's favorite Northern Soul big band, in concert with Mingwa from here in Vancouver, who have a new album called The Strange Ones, which we've been enjoying on this program. Guess what? That one's also on November 23rd at the Waverly Hotel in Victoria. If you enjoy your conscious reggae, Island Empire and Mensch House Records present Sammy Johnson and the Moonlight Lovers Tour, coming to the Biltmore Cabaret on the 24th. Oh, this is going to be a great double bill. November 26th and 27th at the fabulous Commodore Ballroom. How many highly successful musical artists do you know who have thrived for 20 years without a single radio hit? That's Thievery Corporation. They're bringing Brazilian girls to the famed Commodore Ballroom for a great two nights of music. Check our calendar at worldbeatcanada.com. We update our listings weekly. Buckman Coe is standing by with Gibberish Dub, some tropical vibes from his album Gathering Storm. That's next. Thanks for joining us. I'm Cal Coat.
Hello, this is Buckman Coe. The music of the world comes home to World Beat Canada.
Sedition, but listen, the war of the mind is still raging in these times. To tear down the walls of division, together we stand to deliver destruction. Opposition. Believe in the
world out with stars and set to light. Let rooms on fire.
If you want it funky, start with the Essentials, Brooklyn Funk Essentials, and Funk Ain't Over. That's from their brand new album, Stay Good, and good it is indeed. Buckman Co. with Gibberish Dub. And it's time for your Touch of the Familiar, and we're talking about car songs, and if you like your rides low and slow, this one has always had it sussed. With the Espanol remix from Fantasma, here is War with Low Rider, your Touch of the Familiar.
Thank you.
feel like cruising the boulevard now. From Lowrider to Elevation, we check in with Kenyan reggae superstar Rocky Dewuni and his new album, Beats of Zion. That's straight ahead on this episode of World Beat Canada. Thanks for being here. I'm Cal Cote.
Try to be loving. celebrate. Let's have a holiday. I treat you good and you treat me right. Coming out of the darkness, getting into the light. Now I leave my pride and your loftiness. So we take it off until there's nothing left. Well, I present my case to your inner and outer space. You don't have to hide your face. It's not a human disgrace. Won't you try to be loving?
Still we can be together. Sometime in bad weather, sailing on the Caribbean Sea. Your peace and harmony, that's what you mean to me. And that's the way we should be. No, don't forget your past. But the past is last. The now is what we lead. So much to live for. No need to die and care for what I believe.
Hey, won't you try to be loving?
That's got a great bounce to it. Cecile by everyone's favorite Marley Sibb, Ziggy Marley, from his self-titled album for 2016. Rocky Dewuni before that with more of the One Drop and Elevation from Beats of Zion. Let's change it up and bring in some French-Italian film music from a super experimental group called Aquaserge. This is C'est pas tu mais from World Beat Canada.
Attends, laisse-moi. Bon. Bon. Bon ben. Mais bonjour. Déjà c'est mieux. Thank you. Ça c'est... Eh non. Hein?
C'est pas tout même.
Je vais dire... What a sweet taste. I'm looking forward to hearing the rest of that album. It'll be called The Electric River from Dirtwire. That was Talking Bird, the first single featuring Mbilu and Aya. Aquaserge before that with C'est pas tout mais. Let's see what we can squeeze out of the next 15 minutes, shall we? Tita Lima is standing by, a Brazilian singer who's worked with groups such as the Echocentrics. Her album is cleverly called Titanium, or Titanium, and Bittersweet. That's straight ahead on this episode of World Beat Canada. Thanks for joining us for this ride on the global side. I'm Cal Coat.
No need to sugarcoat it. Sweeping through your. weighing down your shoulders. Like magnet, I am driven, driven into your magic. Now everywhere I go, everywhere I look, I'm reminded of you. It's not that I don't want, I love to ring you up with a smile.
Buenas noches, mi gente. Esto es Bugat. No borders, no boundaries. This is Free Range Radio from World Beat Canada.
That's the Reptilian Commander remix. Now, Skinny Local from here in Vancouver, Hindustani vocal samples with trap beats. It's Bass Bagé from World Beat Canada. Produced and recorded through the facilities of Calcopyre Communications. Celt in a Twist is our sister broadcast podcast. I hope you're checking that out too. It's a similar deal, music from all over the world, but this time with a distinctly Celtic flavor. You'll find both at the homepage, worldbeatcanada.com, a free subscription at the iTunes store, and you can stream them for free at Mixcloud. Those links are up at the homepage as well. Thanks to our subscribing stations who are getting the word out about this program. We appreciate you more than you may know. On the way out, we'll revisit 70s style Iranian Farsi funk from an album called Tadig. It is Mitra Sumara with Maravi. But our last word goes to one of my favorite authors, Ray Bradbury. Yes, I am a science fiction fan. Science fiction, he says, is any idea that occurs in the head and doesn't exist yet, but soon will. And will change everything for everybody. And nothing will ever be the same again. As soon as you have an idea that changes some small part of the world, you are writing science fiction. It is always the art of the possible, never the impossible.
Should I be? Communications.